Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate, another God Worth Man broadcast. I want to welcome all of you who are listening, no matter what part of the world you're listening at. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another God's Worth Man broadcast. I thank God for all of you that are listening. This broadcast, a 30-minute broadcast, is going to be devoted to prayer. And once again, I want to reiterate, as I said before, on other broadcasts of prayer, this is something that the Lord had dealt with me about and doing before I go into the message, which will be, the Lord say the same, at 7 o'clock p.m. tonight. But praise be to God, the prayer is to break up the ground, to prepare the hearts to receive the message in Jesus' name. And so the number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, call me right now at this number. Like I said, this 30-minute broadcast is going to be devoted to prayer. It's going to start off praying. We're going to start off praying that the hearts will be prepared to receive the message at 7 o'clock. But it will not just remain at that petition there. And Lord say the same, there will be other things that will be prayed about during this time. So, once again, for all of you that are listening, you know, wherever you may be, you know, you can join in with me in prayer. We can petition the Lord together. Therefore, let us do that. And remember the word of God in Luke 18. He said, man ought to always pray and not faint. That's what we are told. Man to always pray and not faint. Hallelujah. Thank God for the precious word of God. So that's what we're going to do, people. That's what we're going to do today on this 30-minute broadcast. We're going to devote it to prayer. So once again, wherever you're at, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of thy precious Son, Jesus Christ, who is Lord and God, Father, once again, I am grateful for another opportunity you have given for me to assemble with other believers in prayer today, that you may do a work upcoming at the 7 o'clock broadcast, that the message that will go forth today would hit home to many, if not all. And to those who listen in, who is seeking your face for deliverance from this adulterous spirit, this adulterous behavior, let them hear the word of the Lord and confess and repent and be delivered. For those, Lord God, who have been taking it for granted, who've been making fun of the very thing concerning adultery, let the message at 7 o'clock stir them and awake them. Let us shake them, Lord. Let us shake them until they see, my God, that adultery is serious. I pray for that man who has been wounded from the unfaithfulness of his wife, Lord God, who has built up in anger, Father, even towards the one that's been in adultery with his wife. Lord, you said through Solomon that jealousy is the rage of a man, and he would not spare in the day of vengeance. I pray for this man, whoever he may be, Lord God, that he may hear the message, that it may be delivered from the wound that it puts within him, in the name of Jesus, that he may walk in line with your word, that he may forgive. Father, in the name of Jesus, remove the pain, Lord God. Remove the hurt, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I pray for that woman who discovered and caught her husband being unfaithful, and the wound that it has planted with the Lord, that is even hard for her to think straight. She's went into a depression, Lord God, and Lord God, the pain is so unbearable that maybe she had perhaps thought of taking her own life. I pray for that wife today. I pray that she will hear that message, that, Lord, that perhaps that if she's on the Internet and just scanning through things, that she will come upon this message, come upon this word to know that you are a healer and a deliverer. And I pray that she will receive the word of God and be healed. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, remove the stain of pain from her heart. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, remove it so she can be restored. Lord, in Jesus' name, even the thing that she thought to do in revenge, Lord, wipe it away. Wipe it away from her memory, that she would not end up in the wrong spirit from such a thing that's happened. Lord, I understand that that is a deep wound. And Lord God, I don't speak lightly of it. Therefore, Lord, that's why I'm concerned for that husband. I'm concerned for that wife whose spouses have been unfaithful. Hallelujah, whom they had loved dearly. Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, that you would heal them right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, if they had been a partaker, and I'm not trying to uplift adultery, but if they had a hand in even pushing that spouse toward that way, I pray, Lord, that you will open their eyes to see. Lord God, let it be before them as a picture on the wall. Let them see, Lord God. Let your word lighten it, that their eyes may behold it, that they may repent and be reconciled. I pray for that one that have committed the adultery, that, Lord God, that they will have the humility to repent, not just to you, but repent to their spouse who they was unfaithful to. Lord God, cause that spirit of pride to be broken. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, glory to God. Break that pride, Lord God, truth, to have its way within their heart. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Lord God, my desire is that this message tonight that I give will bring first glory and honor to you. And next, that it will awaken those who have been asleep. Awaken them to the seriousness of adultery. That will shake those who have made jokes about it and took it for granted and that's doing it at will, without even a consideration of the damage and wound that they're doing to their spouse. In the name of Jesus. You are Lord and you are God, and besides you there is no other. Lord God, there is none greater than thee. In the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for those teenagers that's fornicating right now. I pray, Lord, that their eyes will be open in the name of Jesus. I pray that the parents that are over them will rise up in the place that you have put them, exercise their authority, and stand. In the name of Jesus, Lord, break the spirit of fear off the parents right now. For many parents today are afraid of their children. But Lord God, you said you have not given us the spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound mind. And Lord God, I know that Satan, as you said in the word of the Lord, is at work to plant and instill doubts and fears in the hearts of many, in the hearts of man. But Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that father, that mother, that fear has been having a hold on. Lord God, I pray that your anointing will fall on it and destroy their yoke, bring it to ruin, cause it to be cast out of their life. They may arise up, stand in their place and authority that you have given them in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cause the Christian home to rise up again in Christ Jesus. Cause the father to be the father and the mother to be the mother. To stand, Lord God, and lead their children in the way of righteousness. Jesus' name. Lord God, I know you're doing the work in the household today. And Lord God, you are causing that dad and that husband to rise up, causing him to repent and get back in line with you, and you're causing that wife to repent and stand, and Lord God, to get in a place with you. I'm grateful. It's an opportunity to pray this prayer. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray for those right now during this time of the coronavirus who, Lord God, is in need of food and in the need of finances, who just got laid off and got bills that are mounting and hardly no money. Lord God, I ask that you would show your hand and that, Lord, as I speak this word to them now, that you are a deliverer and you are a need meter. That, Lord God, that you would show your hand. Lord God, show them once more that what I proclaim to them is true, that you will meet their needs in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, no coronavirus can stop you. In Jesus' name, glory. No coronavirus has greater power over you. No coronavirus, and neither is it any man that is wiser than you. And so, Lord, at this hour, show your wisdom. Show your wisdom by unveiling your plan to those who are calling upon your name now. Your people need a plan from God right now. We need a plan for you in this hour that will cause us to walk in the wisdom of God. We need a plan from you, Lord God, that will cause us to acknowledge what is in your mind. We need a plan from you right now, today, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for meeting my needs and the needs of me and my wife. And Lord God, I thank you today because there is none greater than thee. And I acknowledge you this day before all that is listening on this broadcast, that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. Lord God, there is none greater than thee. There is none that has more wisdom than you do, or even understanding. The heavens and earth, Lord God, show the works of your hands, and it shows your wisdom, your power, and your glory. Father, you are the great creator, and no one can create like you can. No one can design a plan that will work and that is flawless like you. In the name of Jesus, I give glory where glory is due, and glory is due unto you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I glorify you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Even as we are on Blog Talk Radio, I want to thank you for opening up such a door of opportunity for us to be on the broadcast, giving us the opportunity, Lord God, to spread the gospel, because I know this is the primary reason why you have caused this broadcast to be about in our lives. In Jesus' name, help us, Lord, to be obedient to your command. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory and honor and praise. I want to pray for that person right now who's listening, who may have pain in their knee. Lord God, that may be a problem from the cartilage, the ligaments in the knee. But Lord, the Word of God tells us that you tempered the body together. And Father, you built the body. You built every function about the body. You know every function. You know what's supposed to function properly, and you know when something is not functioning properly. And Lord God, we thank you for doctors, but Lord, we know that doctors are limited in the name of Jesus. In fact, we are all limited. This is why you're the all great one, the all wise one that knoweth all things. And I pray, Lord God, that whoever that may be that is suffering pain in the knee, in the name of Jesus, I call that pain to come out. Come out of that knee. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go. Arthritis pain, I command you to leave that knee right now. In Jesus' name, I plead the blood against you right now in the name of Jesus. The power of the blood. Glory to the Bashi. Glory. Hallelujah. The power of the blood in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory. I pray for that person, Lord, right now who's listening, that who blood pressure may be pretty high, who feeling kind of bad, and Lord God, you know that, hallelujah, they need a restoring, they need a healing. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I speak the word of the Lord to the body of that person in Jesus' name, that the Lord tempered your body together. Therefore, Lord, I pray that you will cause those blood vessels to turn to normal and cause that blood pressure that's high to come back to normal right now. Right now, Lord Jesus. They need you right now to do this. Hallelujah, glory. In Jesus' name, blood pressure, I command you to be restored to normal in the name of Jesus. By the authority given me of Jesus Christ, I speak, hallelujah, to you right now, in Jesus' name, to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Grateful to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, for such a day as this. And I want to say that and reiterate once again that the reason why I've been on this series on adultery, just mention how serious it is, because so many people have been joking about adultery per se, in a sense that they have not only taken it lightly, but, you know, but they've gotten to a point where they've committed it without any conviction. They're not bothered by doing it at will, and not even caring the damage that they're giving unto their spouses. And the Lord wants them to know that that's not going to continue. That's not going to continue. I want to encourage all of you who may tune in tonight. It is titled Adultery is Serious Part 4. I want to encourage all of you that are listening, to those who haven't done this, to go back and listen to the first three parts. And perhaps you may be coming in on Part 4. And I just ask that after you listen to Part 4, go back and listen to the other three parts, because I've always encouraged people that when it comes to a lesson and teaching, you want to be on time, or you want to get it from the beginning. Whenever you mostly come in the middle or the end of something, you don't quite get the understanding of the subject at hand. If Sunday school is scheduled at 9:30 to 10:30, you get there at 10:15. And when you get in there, now you got to first find out where's everybody at in the scripture. And when you find that out finally, then you ain't got but a few minutes for the Sunday school teacher to teach. And once they through, they're lost. And this is a thing where so many people have, quote, blamed the pastor. Now, I know there's a lot of pastors out there that's doing all kinds of evil stuff, but every pastor is not being evil. And some are accusing the pastor of not, quote, feeding them, when one of the things they do is they don't come to Sunday school. If the pastor's teaching, they don't come on time. They come dragging in late and expecting to get all what they need to know in that 15 minutes when it was told ahead of time that the study would last an hour. Hallelujah. God is not going to uplift you in that way. I'm not going to uplift you that way. You know, you got to be on time. So I want to encourage all of you who have not been listening to the series, and maybe perhaps when you tune on later on, because it's going to start at 7 o'clock, this may be your first time. I thank God for you. But I just want to say, after you listen, 7 o'clock, go back and listen to the other three, that you may be caught up to speed. Amen. Glory to God. And now I want to offer a final prayer before I close out and prepare for the message later on at 7 o'clock. So once again, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we are grateful for such a day as this and a time as this. To still be able to assemble together at this time, to come together in prayer. Father, I thank you for blessing me to pray at this devoted broadcast of prayer. Prepare the grounds to hear the word, Lord, that will come at 7 o'clock. Thank you for hearing my prayers. Thank you for watering the seed that I've sown and going to sow. And thank you for bringing forth the increase. So, Lord God, I give you glory. I give you honor. And I give you praise and I magnify you because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen. So thank God for all of you that have been listening. Once again, Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Let the Lord say the same. See you at 7 o'clock. God bless.